Let's turn to RN's only alpha male, Warwick Hatfield.
Hello, James.
Cricket. It's curtly by name, curtly by nature.
It's actually Sir Curtly Elkon Linwell Ambrose by name, but certainly the nature hasn't changed. He was the most feared fast bowler in the world at one time. He had a beautiful rhythmic action. The wrist was cocked just right, but the most important asset he had was the famous Curtly Ambrose glare. Dean Jones knew all about it. Steve Waugh knew all about it. In fact, a whole generation of Australian batsmen knew all about it.
I knew all about it because I broke into the member stand as a teenage boy to get him to sign my bat, and he was nonplussed.
Nonplussed. Anyway, this glare, nonplussed or otherwise, has now been turned on his own West Indian. He's now the fast bowling coach for the West Indian side. The West Indian side that got beaten by the schoolboys, this Cricket Australia 11, up at the Allen Border Field. He said that's not acceptable. He said if you're playing for the West Indies, pride should make you pick yourself up and play. And of course, we talked about the olden days earlier, and I'll go back to them. In the olden days, the West Indians did play for pride. These days, they seem to be playing to get IPL contracts. But he said this is not good enough, and they will be playing and being competitive against Australia in the first test at Belrive Oval. But as much as I love him and respect him, I just don't think even he. Clive Lloyd hasn't been able to lift the West Indies. Viv Richards hasn't been able to lift the West Indies. Joel Garner hasn't. All these greats have come in and tried to replicate what they did in the 80s and 90s, and it just hasn't worked. So it might be over in three at Belrive if the weather's fine.
You've named all the living legends. What about the hockey ruse? They'll be watching the outcome of this game between Argentina and China this morning.
Yeah, that's right, because they lost 1-0 to Britain. So this is a pool competition at the moment. They're in a pool stage. They're in Pool B. They lost their final Pool B match to Great Britain 1-0. So they're going to be hanging a little bit on the result of China and Argentina. Australia beat China and Argentina, but they've had good results in other games. So at full time, everyone will get the abacus out and work out who finished first, second and third and fourth, because where you finish defines who you'll play from Pool A. I don't know. When I look at the teams in Pool A, it's Germany, New Zealand, the Dutch and Korea. I don't think it really matters where you finish first or fourth. I mean, they might as well just toss a coin and say, let's have the semi-finals. But anyway, that's the way it is. Australia lost that match to Great Britain 1-0.
All tough opponents in that group. Another tough opponent in the soccer football. Will there be any seats when Arsenal plays Australia?
Well, there won't be. There'll be seats, whether they'll be full or not. I mean, Arsenal's not coming till July 2017. So that gives us all hope that the boycotts by all the supporters will be over by then. But having said that, the supporters from the Sydney Coves and the Western Sydney Wanderers, they're having their meeting today with the head of the Football Federation of Australia. But they've made it very, very clear that there will be no quick resolution today. What there will be, and their words will be the start of a long journey to be better appreciated. Wouldn't we like to be on one of those journeys, James?
That would be beautiful. and only 500 sleeps till that Socceroos Arsenal game. Can't wait.